Vav in the Kitzer. If someone came late to the shul, if they began davening, the im yispal can say the leyagil ispalel vilash manesimim. And if he's not going to skip, I mean, if he will be mispalel to say there, so then he's going to come to not make it for manesre with them, which we discussed once. In the last simon, we were talking about tefillah b'tziba, of whether that means that you're going to start Shmoneh Esrei with them, or it means that you won't be able to start your own Shmoneh Esrei while they're starting Shmoneh Esrei, or the chazan. So we say like this: shava b'shava. In order to start Shmoneh Esrei with the tziba, that's the ikar tefillah b'tziba. That's for sure what we're talking about over here. And even if you're not going to make it shav b'shav, but in order to make it that at least you'll start Shmoneh Esrei while they're davening Shmoneh Esrei is also important because there's in your tefillah b'tzibah. And it's daichadi, the din of same pesuk and zimra, which is preparing you for Shmoneh Esrei. Now, to skip in order to be able to daven with the chazar shatz, that's already not pashit. We mentioned many acharim that held that there's really no clear makar to that. So that's not pasha. Now, the din of skipping by Pesukah Zimra, which we're about to learn, does not mean that Pesukah Zimra is any less chashuv to us, and therefore one could skip on purpose or if they're not in the mood, not say it. Because Pesukah Zimra is part of tefillah, and it's a very important part of tefillah, as we were masvin in the first year on Pesukah the Zimra. So one has to say Pesukah the Zimra. The question over here is, if one happened to have came late to shul, if it's happening to you more than once every 30 days, that means there's something wrong over here. But if he happened to come late to shul and he needs to skip in order to be able to daven b'tzibur, that's what we're talking about over here. So the kid says, what should he do? Okay, yochle dali kashe yisbayer. Ach, birchas al natiz yidayim, o birchas atar birchas al kain shama, la'olam tach lo'im akadim atfil. So you have the bracha of natiz yidayim, since according to some rishayim, the bracha of natiz yidayim was niskan on tefillah for Shmoneh Esrei, for davening. So if I'm going to wait until after davening, I will not have the opportunity to say on Tizidayim. So you must say that before him. Birchas HaTorah also, there's a machlekes whether you could say it after davening or not. So therefore, one has to say it now. And then the third one is Alekai Neshama. Alekai Neshama, perhaps you'll be yaitza with the bracha Mechai Mesim. And therefore, these three brachas have to be said before Tzvila. Kain, Imloi, Omran, Bebeisai. Even if by doing that you're going to be late with davening with the tzibur. V'gam kriyas shma ma'brachos b'shachris. This is a mistake that some people make. They think that tefillah b'tzibur is so important that if they come really late, they just jump into Shmoneh Esrei without saying berachas hashachar Berachas Krishma and Krishma. And that's wrong because there's an inyan of Smichas Gula Tefillah which overrides this. There's a tremendous inyan that you should be Samech the Bracha of Gal Yisrael to your Shmoneh Esrei. And if you're going to down Shmoneh Esrei right away, and then you can say Berachas Krishma afterwards, now being Samech Gula Tefillah. So that one has to say also Berachas Krishma and Berachas Krishma. By my riv, that's why he says b'shachris, because by my riv, we're not as makbid on smichas gula tefillah. Therefore, by my riv, that is the eighth. If someone showed up in shul before Shmoneh Esrei, they'll first daven Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibah, and then they'll say the birchas krishma or krishma afterwards. K'dil hasmich gula tefillah, ha'inu gal yisrael l'shmoneh esrei. Aval shaha brachas chal seda, but all the other birchas shacha, upsukin zimra, which we mentioned that there is a machlekes hafayskim if one should say it after tefillah or not, and achshuch is mashma that pikabala one should not say it after tefillah, mishmur is mashma one should say it. So if one could say it and make it tonight, they could say if it's not for pesukah zimra, then it should just be tehillim. V'lachain says the kitzur shulchan aruch. V'lachain la'acha sha'omar shalish brachas and skarnel. If he said these three brachas. Let's say he sees it's impossible for me to say any suga zimra. So then you can start from. The minimum of Suga Zimra should be Bachshama Asher Yishtabach, Bachshama and Yishtabach Abrachis, which were set up as before and after. So you have to have something in the middle. So Ashrei is the piece that should be in the middle because it has the Pasuk Pasech Sidecha. It's also up here to say that the Aleph base, which the Torah was given over through the Aleph Beis. The Aleph Beis means a lot to us. So since it has the Aleph Beis, and it also has the Pasuk Pesach Sedecha, therefore it's very important to us. If there's still more time, so then the two most important Halalukas is the Haluka Haluka Bekotchei and the Haluka of Haluas Hashem and Hashemayim. So it has more time, they should say the other Halalukas, where this is based on the Rishonim. Many Rishonim are mashma, that the Iker Pesuk of the Zimra is the Halalukas, and everything else was added on later on. Then if you still have time, Hoidu, Tavu Rachum, then you go on to Vayivarach David is before Hoidu. On Shabbos, it's very important to say Nishmas, so therefore it would be Baruch Shama Ashrei Nishmas Yishtabach. The Mizmairim that we say during the week go before the Mizmairim on Shabbos. If someone has only enough time to say the Mizmairim that we say during the week, that's what you should do. Over the Mizmairim that we say on Shabbos. Now, I just want to give a little background information over here. The tour in Siman Nun Beis brings Rav Natroi Goin, one of the Goinim, and similarly find in some of the Rishonim, that they held that if you come to Shul and you find the Tzibra is at the end of Pesukah de Zimra, you should not daven with the Tzibra, you should say Pesukah de Zimra, and as long as it takes you to say Pesukah de Zimra, it takes you. Why? Because since Chazal were Mesakein, to say Pesukah of Zimra before you daven Shemoneh Esrei, like we explained, that it's not just Stam. There's a reason for this. In order to be Mesad, the Shvachai, the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before you start asking for things. Therefore, you say the Takanas Chazal was before Tefillah and only before Tefillah, not after, not any other time. That's what they help. However, the Beis Yosef brings from the Rashba and the Chuvas Ramban and Simukuf Tzadiches, which is brought in the Eshel Avram, that the Kpeda wasn't not to say Pesukah Zimra after Tefillah. Right? The Rav Natroi Goin learned that the Kpeda was do not say Pesukah Zimra after Tefillah. He said, no, that wasn't the Kpeda. The Kpeda was not to say it with the Brachas. So even if you can say it afterwards, it's without the Brachas. And he said, Havai, you should say it the whole day. The Bachrai say even without the brachas, you should not say it after tefillah because it's not covered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That first you're going to stand in front of him, ask him everything you need, and then praise him. It just doesn't flow. The importance of Pesukah Zimra for Shemoneh Esrei that we're saying now that it's attached to Shemoneh Esrei goes so far that we once mentioned from Kiv Eger. Kiv Eger wants to say that if let's say someone damaged Shemoneh Esrei and forgot to say Mashiv HaRuach, So now the halacha is, if he forgot to say Masher Ruch Mar Geshem, he has to say over Shmoneh Esrei. So the Gevega says, Yeshalayim in the Yerim Tzchil, Pesuk of the Zimra. He should say Pesuk of the Zimra. Because you need Pesuk of the Zimra before Shmoneh Esrei. We don't pass like that, but that's the idea. The Torah brings Shem Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh, and it's also in the Shulchan Aruch and some of the Beis, that if someone comes into Shul when the Shlich Tzivah already started Yetzar, he doesn't have time to say even Tila L'David. So he says it's better he should say Krishma, Birchaseh, and Davin with the Tzivah, and afterwards he'll say Pesuk of the Zimra with the Brachis of Baruch Shem and Shtabach. Why the fisha tefila ritzuyo mekubels imat tzibur? However, the Mishnah Yaakov, which the Mishnah Berurah brings out in Sifkat and Vav, says takana keduma mimea tenayim. There's an early takana that's brought down from the days of tenayim that you should not be mevato from saying Baruch Shem and Yishtabach, and it's better to dam biyichidus than to skip these brachas. And the only time they told you you can skip an old time with Tziba is if you will say Pesuk of Zimra with the brachas, but not to say Pesuk of Zimra with brachas at all, that we don't allow. But the only question is if I see that by saying all the Pesukim, I'm going to miss Tefillah B'Tziba, so that's where we allow you to skip. I saw some interesting tshuvas from the Rivais Ephraim Benigay Pesuk of Zimra, which I'll go through some of them. And Mr. Shem will continue with that tomorrow.